mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we can certainly see the global government agenda. Eugenics being promoted in America. The transponder track toll roads now going in all over the country. The Free Trade Area of the Americas and the Union of American States forming. It's all over the Canadian and Mexican papers. Their people don't want to give up their sovereignty. But the average American has no idea that these treaties are even being put into effect right now. The globalists want to invade Iran and Syria. They're setting up world taxation, world regulation. And the world knows about it, but the average American doesn't, though they're starting to wake up. And somebody for over two decades that's been on the front lines of exposing the global controllers is Jim Tucker at AmericanFreePress.net, formerly The Spotlight. And he has snuck through drainage ditches. He's climbed over fences. He's posed as hotel workers all over Europe and the U.S. to sneak into these events. And he always gets us just incredible forecasting of what's going to happen in the next year, according to what his spies and others get him inside the Bilderberg Group meetings. Now, up until about 4 years ago, you talk about Bilderberg Group, the mainstream news would say it doesn't exist, you're insane. Now it's been all over the news, BBC, you name it, Reuters, admitting that the world's royalty and elites do meet in secret and the military does guard them, but still, you're a conspiracy theorist if you're concerned. And joining us for the next hour, and we'll be taking your calls, is Jim Tucker. Jim, thanks for coming on during your busy schedule.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
We're going to break here in a few minutes, but just in a nutshell for those that just joined us, what is the Bilderberg Group?
Well, Bilderberg Group has met under that name since 1954, already 51 years. They took their name very much as Shakespeare named As You Like It. They happen to be meeting secretly at the Bilderberg Hotel in Oosterbeek. And so they said, we have to start meeting regularly now. They call themselves Bilderberg Group. There have been meetings like that going on for decades and decades, most notably about 1913 or something, when they met off Jekyll Island and decided to introduce the income tax amendment to the Constitution, which they did. In the same subtle way, the working man would not pay anything because you paid nothing until he made $4,000 a year. That was more than the average working man made. So they sold it on make the rich pay something. And I'm still proud of the very late, great Senator Harry Byrd of my state of Virginia. He was a governor. He's in the House of State Senate at the time that passed. And he made a notable speech saying, you talk about taxing just the rich now. In future generations, they'll tax the working man. You talk about 1% tax now. We may even see a 5% tax. They all laughed and hooted, but Virginia never did ratify the income tax amendment. He warned then that Internal Revenue agents would be in the kitchens of American families. So they are the lineal descendants of these groups who met infrequently during those years. And they plan, as you mentioned, they plan the world, the future of the world government. The direct tax by the UN has been a very important part of their agenda for several years now, and three such proposals are pending even as we speak before the United Nations, their favorite one being a tax on oil at the wellhead, which means when you buy gasoline for your car, you're paying directly to the UN a tax. Or when you buy oil or fuel for any purpose, to heat your home or whatever, you are paying a direct tax to the United Nations if that should pass.
All right, we're going to break. We're going to come back with Jim Tucker. If you want to talk to him later in this hour, go ahead and get lined up. 1-800-259-9231. There's an upcoming Bilderberg Group meeting. They also have steering group meetings. And really, the intel he gets from inside is an accurate crystal ball. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite!
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000% Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardiovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, 8 minutes, 27 seconds into the second segment of this hour. Jim Tucker, respected journalist, worked some of the biggest newspapers in the country. But about 25 years ago, he learned of the Bilderberg Group, an organization sworn to create world government, world taxation, world regulation and control. And as he was saying in the last segment, they're just offshoots of the same families that met in 1913. That's now public, to set up our income tax and then to give us the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve. Jim literally has snuck through drainage pipes, climbed over walls, posed as hotel staff to get into these resorts, these five-star hotels, and to get their documents to expose what the heads of banking, the media, the royal families of the world, the Henry Kissingers are all there basically scheming to set up. And I guess for about the last 7 years, I've been having Jim on before and after he goes to the Bilderberg Group meetings, always in a different spot, generally in Europe, but occasionally here in the United States. And he comes on beforehand. He a lot of times has a list of who's going to be going from his sources. And this is real intelligence work. He then gets there, meets with some of the locals, meets at local bars and restaurants, talks to people that are working inside. They normally don't agree to help him, but after they see how rude the globalists are and hear some of the stuff the globalists are saying and doing as they're serving them their champagne and, you know, serving them out on the golf courses, they then come to Jim and give him lots of data and info. And, of course, he's been detained by police before. He's been chased by the security forces. The military generally guards these people. Jim, is that kind of a fair thumbnail sketch of some of the adventures you've been on?
Yes, that sums up little hobby very nicely.
For those that just joined us, just briefly again, in any areas you didn't cover, what is the Bilderberg Group? Why should we be concerned about it? And then the second part, 5 years ago, my friend, the media said it didn't exist. You've been covering it for 20-plus years. Why now are they having to admit it exists? Those two questions.
So many letters and inquiries from their readers. For example, after the last meeting, the New York Times had a cutesy little story about how these chaps have this in this little meeting that makes the right wing so hysterical. They've attended these meetings from the very outset. The coverage in Europe is extensive. The blackout in the United States remains largely intact. I think the Washington Post even did a little thing. The only time that the word Bilderberg had ever been mentioned before in the New York Times was when one of those old goats decided to die at one of the meetings. Now, he was, of course, an international banker. His name escapes me, but he was some kind of international banker from Europe. And so they carried the news of it more than just the straight of it. And, well, you cannot blow the whistle of the New York Times and say to all 1,000 staffers, there's one word we don't use, and that's called Bilderberg. Never use it. So the guy reported he died at the Bilderberg meeting. The Washington Post mentioned it. Oh, that was the only time the New York Times had ever mentioned Bilderberg. The Washington Post had mentioned it once when they were doing a roundup of all the big activities being taken out of Austria because they're mad at Austrians for having a free election. And George Haider did well in that election, so they were all mad. They were supposed to meet at Telfs near Innsbruck, originally scheduled. And to show solidarity, they canceled Telfs and went to a place near Brussels where they had the worst accommodations they've ever known, because even as powerful as they are, it's difficult to say to a major hotel, you will clean out the hotel of all other guests, and you will have your staff carefully screened for security purposes. They will wear tags, and they will be briefed and told that they'll be fired if they leak any information, all that intimidation. So they sort of made themselves uncomfortable that year by boycotting Austria. But we don't know where they're meeting this year. I stay nervous as a struggling church till we find out. But I feel confident that we will.
Well, you've always learned in the past. When is the new meeting coming up?
That's what I'm still trying to find out. Very likely June, because the G8 summit of heads of state takes place in Scotland in a little late this year, about July the 14th. They generally meet a week or two prior to the G8 meeting so they can get their instructions ready for the heads of state.
Now, for those that just joined us, there are groups like the CFR with 2,300 members, 2,500 members. There are groups like Trilateral with a couple 500 or so. Bilderberg Group is, of the organizations out there, the most exclusive that we know of. How many people generally attend that are members, and then how many guests do we normally see at the Bilderberg Group conferences?
Well, there's average, I would say there's 115 regulars, Kissingers, Rockefellers, and so forth, and those who represent whatever party is in power in Washington, like Rumsfeld, attended as Ford's chief of staff. He's attended as Secretary of State and high officials always of the State Department and Defense Department attend these meetings representing a president. And there's very close associations. For instance, when the obscure governor of Arkansas attended the meeting in Baden-Baden, Germany in 1991, we figured there may be a bright future, political future, for that little fat feller.
Now, you said that.
In the next year, the following year, he was elected president of the United States. It was that occasion they took little Bill Clinton out to the golf course, and David Rockefeller explained to him what NAFTA was and why he's for it. And you saw a big champion of NAFTA sitting in the White House. In fairness, both parties favor these, what they call free trade agreements, rather than fair trade agreements.
Now, Jim, talking about media control, Catherine Graham attended, now her son attends.
Yes.
We have, but at the same time, the media would say it didn't exist, you're a kook if you talk about it, but year after year, you're able to learn what's going to happen in the next year. I mean, you reported on the fall of the Soviet Union before it happened because of your inside sources in Bilderberg. I remember you were on this show back in 2002. They were saying that they were about to invade Iraq. It was a sure thing on the nightly news. You said, no, I have it from inside Bilderberg that they put it off a year. It's going to be in March of 2003. I mean, listen, Jim, I mean, you know this better than I, but for those that don't, you keep getting just the most sterling, spot-on, dead-on intel out of these meetings. How do you do that?
Well, you sort of described the techniques before, and it's human nature seems to always work the same way. I'll arrive on a Monday, typically on a Monday for the before the shutdown begins at Heidenen on Wednesday. On a Wednesday, the advanced staff of Bilderberg starts arriving, and at Heidenen on the Wednesday, typically the hotel is cleared of all other guests completely. So Monday and Tuesday, I'll be among the strangers mingling in the cocktail lounge or maybe having lunch and fall into and express my awe at these important people coming. I will explain I tried to get reservations for the whole week, and they said I had to be up by Wednesday, so I'm staying at this other hotel. Then the friendly light conversation on Monday, except last year on Monday, the Italian police grabbed me and held me for 2 or 3 hours, interrupted my operation a little bit. On Tuesday, they get a little bit more talkative. And then you tell them, well, I'm staying at this hotel. I'll be meeting some of the other guys to compare notes at 5 o'clock. And if you care to join us, please do, you're my guest. Well, these hotel workers obviously don't make much money. They like an occasion where they have to go to a nice hotel to sit in the cocktail lounge and dress up. The girls like that especially when they go to get dressed up and provide information. I always tell them, don't take a chance on your job. You can trust me. I don't even know your name. I don't want to know your name. If they put me on the rack, I could not name you.
And this is what intelligence agents do. They'll tell you the best intel they get is in the bar, is in the cocktail lounge. In fact, let's talk about how you got grabbed last year. This wasn't the first time, Jim.
It was the longest time, though. Actually, I had taken my leave and asked the hotel front desk to call a cab for me, and I'm sitting outside, a pleasant evening outside that resort hotel on one of their benches waiting for the cab to roll in. And this guy in plain clothes came over and showed me his identification, identified himself as with the Italian police, and may I see your passport? Yep. I don't have a cab coming, so he checks the passport, goes inside to make a phone call, comes back out and says, would you please come with us? The commander wants to see you. Well, it was about a 30-minute drive through a lot of little towns till we got to whatever police headquarters occupied by the commander. I later learned there was a local cop shop just a block away from the hotel, but he took me on the big long ride. And
tell you what, Jim, we got a break. I want to hear the rest of the story.
Sure.
When we get back. After this quick break, and of course, I'm in the Secret Rulers of the World series. It's aired in the U.S. and England and Japan with Jim. And in the segment with Jim, and he's over in Europe, and there's these guys with dark sunglasses, you know, chasing them around in cars. But this is par for the course for a major reporter, for a major publication, just trying to cover what the world's elite are doing. We'll be right back. CrimsonPlanet.tv is the website. Stay with us.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
All right, David and others that are holding, we'll get to your calls coming up in the next segment. You want to join us on air, have any questions for the expert, the clear world expert, the trailblazer who first exposed Bilderberg Group, then you're welcome to join us at 800-259-9231. And I know Jim will jump in and say, well, actually, there was one other news reporter decades before that had mentioned it. But he's the guy that has made the term a household name. 1-800-259-9231. Your chance to talk to Jim Tucker from American Free Press. Jim, So they drive you for 30 minutes into a rural area. What happens next?
Well, actually a small town, and they wanted to know what my purpose was. And I said, you know your purpose, what my purpose is. It's here to cover Bilderberg. I will find out what they're doing. I will report on it. And this goes on for a while. Then they ask me my press credentials. Well, I have the Mickey Mouse press credentials that are issued by the D.C. police because 20 years ago I stolen, what was that senator from Maryland's name now, long out of the Senate, retired, almost dead, Mathias, Charles Mack Mathias. I stolen his Bilderberg portfolio, and they found out it was me who stole it, and they had my press credentials yanked. Now, I had held congressional press credentials for the Daily Gallery for four happy years with the Washington Daily News before it went belly up. And I'd held what they call periodicals, that's magazines. And,
but what does it matter? You write for a major newspaper. I mean, when I was in New York, they'd walk over to me standing in front of, you know, Ground Zero interviewing people. They'd go, let us see your press credentials. And I'm like, it's called the First Amendment. And
yes.
I go, here's my congressional press pass. But and it's pure harassment.
Well,
go ahead.
It means, as far as convenience is concerned, you go into a hearing room and you can pick up the text of the testimony. Sometimes the public at large can also. Anybody can go in. If you want to watch the Senate or House committee conduct a hearing, you can. But the reason that the press credentials are a matter of convenience is you can go to the head of the line. Sometimes lobbyists and others are standing in a long line outside hoping that somebody leaves so they can get the next seat.
But just to be clear, though, I mean, let's get back to the story. I'm kind of digressing. They asked to see your press credentials.
So I show them the Mickey Mouse press credentials, and then they decide they won't bother me anymore, and they drove me back several hours. As I say, it took about 3 hours altogether. They drove me back to my hotel, and I went into the bar where I could see the lobby from a mirror over the bar, and they sat down and lingered a long time in the lobby. So I went out and said, fellas, I'm not going anywhere else tonight. If you want to know any more about Bilderberg, I'll be glad to tell you. They said, oh, we're regulars. We're here because we want to be. We're regulars. The bartender told me they're not regulars. They very rarely come into this hotel. So I felt myself under constant observation after that. Well, he called for a cab to take you to the gates after the lockdown so I could go, just for the record, try to walk through and have them bar me, just for the record. And the cab driver said, I can take you on in the gate now because I've got this credential hanging around my neck. And I said, no, I knew exactly what they're going to do. If the cab driver had driven me all the way into the grounds, they'd grab me and throw me in jail for trespassing, crossing the police line, and all that jazz. So I felt the constant surveillance, but that just made it more interesting.
Yeah, they talk about adventure. And again, you're just a member of the press trying to cover a meeting of the rich, powerful, and famous, the richest people in the world, the heads of industry, banking, heads of state. And all you're trying to do is go cover it. I mean, normally the media will cover one or two Hollywood stars, you know, out on their motorboat. But you're bad. You're weird. You're evil, Jim, because you want to cover this.
I've always put this way to the other paper boys at the press club and said the same way for 20 years because it leaves them so flat-footed. I tell them if 120 film stars or 120 professional football players a secret meeting behind locked and closed doors, you would try very hard to determine what's happening behind those closed doors. Why no curiosity when 120 of the world's most powerful men, international bankers, international financiers, multinational CEOs of multinational companies, and heads of state and high officials of our government meet? And no curiosity at all. They simply cannot answer that question. There's a sheepish grin. Others have frankly told me, I know we ought to cover it. They just don't let us.
We'll be right back. Well, we are going to cover it with Jim Tucker, and I've got some other key questions for him after we take some of your calls. We'll talk about this year's upcoming meeting, what may be on the agenda.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're looking for a new way to clean the air in your home or office, forget about expensive HEPA filters or air ionizers. You need the all-new Ozone Light, and it's as simple as changing your light bulbs. Here's how it works. The Ozone Light's patented titanium dioxide coating destroys odors, smoke, and bacteria like no other air filtration system you've ever seen. HEPA filters and air ionizers simply trap the contaminated air. The Ozone Light fits in most standard light sockets and radiates light like a standard light bulb, destroying all airborne bacteria and odors. If you have pets, if you have allergies, if you have a smoker in the family, even cigar smoke, have your credit card ready and call now. All orders come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Here's the number. 800-380-4293. 800-380-4293. Call 800-380-4293.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Jim could report 10 years ago the things that we're seeing unfold today from the intel he got from inside the Bilderberg Group meetings. That's because we have the most dominant individuals on the planet Earth meeting together to combine their energies and forces to bring about even greater power and control for their dynasties. And we're going to go to David and Steve and others for our guest here in a moment on this live Wednesday edition. Just want to briefly remind listeners that my new film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, is now out on DVD. It's also on VHS. The DVD is 3 hours. It's about 30-something seconds, 35 seconds, 3 hours, 35 seconds, over 3 hours. The VHS is 2 hours, 35 minutes long, and it's my best film ever. We show the police state, we show the truth about 9/11, and then we expose the power behind the throne, who controls the New World Order. It's my best work. I hope you'll get it. It's available via Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com via the secure online shopping cart. You can order hard copies of the films or watch free clips of the videos, read about the different specials, or you can call toll-free to get Martial Law or any of my other videos or books, 1-888-253-3139, or last but not least, there's PrisonPlanet.tv where you can watch it online. Jim Tucker, before we go to these calls, two questions. Obviously, folks can read your regular columns in American Free Press. Also, a lot of them, some of the back issues are online at AmericanFreePress.net. How can folks subscribe to the newspaper?
Well, they could call the newspaper. I never called myself up, so I have to look for the number myself.
No, I know I just sprung that on you, but people can go to AmericanFreePress.net, and they can find all that information out. A little bit later, we'll give you that number to call, because I can hear Jim digging around through stacks of paper. He sounds like I do when I'm trying to find something. But it's a really good newspaper, a populist publication that isn't left or right. It just exposes the corrupt elite that's running roughshod over us. Jim, the second question is, I know you're trying to find the location. You always do, knock on wood, hope and pray, to be serious, that you do get it done this time. But any inkling on what's going to be on the agenda this year?
Oh, now that I've summed the telephone number, let me get that out before I forget, lose it again.
Sure.
Call American Free Press at 202-544-5977. And you can sign up over the phone to subscribe, or, of course, you could write in, but it's easier by telephone. So,
give that number out. Give that number out one more time.
202-544-5977.
Or AmericanFreePress.net. Now, Jim, shifting over to the last question that I had before we take some calls, then I want to talk about Hearst Publishing and the 9/11 hit piece they've done on myself and your paper and others. But before we do that, any inkling of what's going to be on the agenda coming up this year?
Well, I'm sure that they'll be considering very hard how they can slip the direct taxation thing through the U.N., there'll be, of course, pressure on the controlled press to not report it. In fact, I don't think you've read in the Washington Post or the New York Times that there is fully three proposals to levy a direct tax on every citizen of the world pending before the UN, even as we speak. They could do that so quietly that you would not even be aware of it, with a fraction of a penny at the gas pump initially. Of course, that would go up in the years ahead. In fact, since the ability to tax directly is such a symbol of global sovereignty, that's very important in their grand schemes of a world government. As you know, the European Union, the evolving American Union, and the planned Asian-Pacific Union to divide the world into three great regions for the administrative convenience of a world government. The dollarization of America, like as in the euro in Europe. Another important symbol of sovereignty, of course, is your own currency, the British pound. A symbol of British sovereignty is the dollar, is a symbol of American sovereignty, United States sovereignty. Those are regular items on their issues. There's always some surprises, and there's always three or four guests who you cannot anticipate. I had no idea that Senator John Edwards would be attending the last Bilderberg meeting. As soon as I found out he was there, I thought that they considered him a potential president. And if he doesn't come back this year, if he's not invited back, they will have decided that he's not a future, no longer a potential president.
Well, it's interesting that the New York Times, in one of the two articles they wrote last year about it, said that the Bilderberg Group gave the nod to Kerry and said that they liked Kerry. Was that disinfo or a fissure between the Anglo-American establishment based in the U.S. and England and the Bilderberg Group dominated by Europeans?
Yes, sir. There are definitely more Europeans than Americans participating. That's just based on the fact that we're one country of several represented in Europe. In fact, we're probably on a per-country basis, but we have more representatives of Bilderberg than any other one country, probably. I've never thought that way before, but we have always have several high officials, sometimes the Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of Treasury has gone in the past, but always very high officials attend these meetings on the promises of absolute silence. Interesting, you were mentioning when we reported that the invasion of Iraq would not take place in the year 2002. It would be sometime the following year. Jimmy Lee Hoagland, the associate editor of the Washington Post, who holds the publisher's hand at these Bilderberg meetings, he had to know that, but he let his own newspaper go ahead with the predictions that it would happen in the summer or late fall at the earliest of 2002, of that year of 2002. Now, his commitment to secrecy was so strong, he didn't go to the National World Desk and say, look, fellas, trust me, I know we're not going to go to war in 2002, so climb off the predictions that we'll be at war this year.
Okay, let's go ahead and take some calls. David in Illinois, you're on the air, David.
Hello. In all your meetings with the Bilderbergs, have you ever come across the European Council of Princes, formerly the International Council of Government?
I didn't know such group existed.
Oh, okay.
Well, Jim, I think a better question would be, or to clarify it, is there a lot of royalty at these meetings?
Bonnie Prince Charles has attended one meeting. Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands has attended since her husband, Prince Philip, was fired by Bilderberg because the Lockheed scandal embarrassed them. He was one of their founders, one of their early chairmen. When Prince Bernhard tore his pants, they kept him home but let Mama go. So she's attended these meetings all these years.
Now, let's be clear. One of the founders of the Bilderberg Group, it turned out, was an SS officer.
In fact, let's see, Prince Bernhard was supposed to have had some Nazi sympathies, they said.
Yeah, he was an SS officer. And then there's the same connection with the former head of the UN, Kurt Waldheim. So this same story over and over again, but it's okay for them to be like that, just not okay for anybody else to be like that. Anything else, David?
No, that's about it. Thanks.
All right, thank you for the call. Steve in Georgia, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, thank you, Alex, for taking my call. And my question is to Jim Tucker. Thank you for your work you've done over the years, Jim. I've listened to you off and on for years. And a couple of years ago, I called into Alex's show and talked with his guest, Al Cuppet. And Al said that there were basically three organizations that run the world. And one of these organizations was the Jesuits. Go to the book Rulers of Evil by Tupper Saucy. He describes in there where he looked up the word Rothschild in the Encyclopedia Judaica, and it says that they are the keepers of the Vatican treasury. My question, Jim, is what part does the Vatican play in all of this?
I remember some years ago some screwball wrote on the internet that Pope John Hyphen Paul would be there, and along with 300 other people. He was wrong. The Pope was back in his native Poland during the Bilderberg meeting, and there's the traditional 115 to 120, not the 300 as predicted. No official role that I can determine. I think a lot of that comes because the Vatican, I'm not, certainly not an expert being a Baptist, but because the Pope has many jewels in his crown, the Vatican has so much money. Now, the Rothschilds, according to biographies, literally translated from Red Shield in German, back before last names, when last names were first coming in style, and they had a red shield on their door, so they called themselves Red Shields. And interestingly enough, the Rockefellers from Germany, Rockefeller meant rye fields. They grew rye, so they were rye fields. Now, the Rothschilds have been an influence from the outset at Bilderberg. It used to be Evelyn Rothschild attended for Bilderberg meetings. There's an earlier Bilderberger, Rothschild attended Bilderberg meetings. Now, nobody by the name of Rothschild attended, according to their list anyway.
But people on their board of directors do attend.
But, yes, the... you'll find a listing of somebody who represents Rothschild Enterprises or some such adventure, so they still have their hand in. It's just not so conspicuous by having someone with the name Rothschild, marriages and so forth, create different last names.
So, Jim, you don't see any influence that the Vatican has on world affairs then?
Definitely the Vatican has influence on world affairs, but I'm not sure that Bilderberg is the conduit.
Does that answer your question, Steve?
Well, kind of, but in my research, and Alex, I thank you for waking me up. It's driven me to research, and I'll tell you what, the more I research, it seems like many roads lead to Rome, and I just found Jim's answer very interesting.
All right, thanks for the call. I mean, I've researched this, and the globalists have infiltrated almost every major organization, and I think to say it's one group or the other running things is really, in the final equation, disinfo. I mean, you've got evil people who amass their wealth and combine forces with other powerful individuals from different religious groups, you name it, to bring in a world government to directly tax us through the world government they control. Jim, do you agree with that?
Yes. I want to stress that the Catholic Church does indeed have an influence on world affairs. It's demonstrated dramatically when the Pope went back to his native Poland back during the Cold War years and stood in the middle of the town square in the Soviet tanks rather than run over the Pope, turned around and withdrew from Poland. And, of course, the pronouncements on such things as birth control and abortion and so forth. Obviously, they have a great deal of political impact. In fact, with 40 million Americans being of the Catholic faith, they'd have to have some political impact, even as...
you never said they didn't have political impact, so I didn't understand that last statement. I've got a question for you, and then we'll go to a couple other callers for you. And this is a side issue, but it goes to media control. I mean, you're the old classic news hound, you know, including the straw hat, Jim. And Christopher Bolin, one of your colleagues at the American Free Press, exposed that the individual who wrote the Popular Mechanics hit piece, who orchestrated it, Benjamin Chertoff, is a close family member of the Homeland Security director. Now he's written about the hidden hand of the CIA and 9/11 and Popular Mechanics. The brutal purge of the staff of Popular Mechanics preceded the publication of last month's scandalous propaganda piece. So I wanted to talk to you about Hearst Publishing and its history, but before we did that, a little bit more background on this. This Miss Black that runs it has been involved in all this different government activity, and her husband ran the U.S. government agency. Well, let me just read this. The international law firm co-founded Tweed, Hadley, and McCloy, the international law firm by Morris Hadley, her husband. And then it goes into Skull and Bones members being connected to it. The article goes into how her husband directed the federal agency that oversees domestic and international propaganda. Comments on Hearst Publishing and how it ties into all the fake newscast and all the paid-off reporters that we've been hearing about.
Well, I'm not sure what daily newspapers are within that chain, but as far as Bilderberg is concerned, they would be part of the conspiracy of silence that we see in the United States. Now, in Europe, there's a great deal of coverage in the mainstream media, page one stories, photographs about Bilderberg all the time because, it all started 10 years ago when Spotlight identified where the Bilderberg people were going to be very early, so early that the subscribers in Europe had time to wait for the ship to cross the river. Then they wrote letters back to us saying, should we alert the local media? And I said, by all means, tell the local media all about it. I should have thought of that years ago. Now when we find out where they are, of course it goes instantly on the website and instantly into the newspaper. We do write to the subscribers that live nearby and ask them to give them my itinerary, tell the reporters, and so forth. And we've had a large number of reporters come out to cover Bilderberg meetings in Europe, but not in the United States.
Now, let me cover this. It is often said that USA Today is controlled by the CIA, which, like the paper, is based in McLean, Virginia. The little-known fact that Black is married to Thomas E. Harvey, Black's the head of Hearst Publishing, an obscure lawyer who became a White House fellow in 77 and served as special assistant to director of Central Intelligence, provides substance to these rumors. Black's corporate biography does not mention her husband. And then it goes on to say that he was a senior fellow at the Department of Defense, and he was the head. I'm trying to find the subsection of the article here. He was the head of the federal body that deals with propaganda. And I mean, my only point is, you know, it's, I'm asking you this question, Jim. So much has come out now about Armstrong Williams and paid off reporters and hundreds of millions of dollars in fake federally funded newscasts. I want to get your comment just on the general nature of the controlled press, not just a conspiracy of silence, but many of them being actual government agents. We'll be right back after this quick break with Jim Tucker and perhaps take a few more of your calls. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses, populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The head of the Hearst Corporation, Miss Black, was named one of the most powerful women in American business. She sits on the boards of Hearst Corporation, the Advertising Council, IBM, Coca-Cola. She is also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And then it goes on to talk about her husband, assistant to director of the Central Intelligence Agency. And it says in the 1980s, her husband Harvey served as general counsel and congressional liaison of the U.S. Information Agency, the former external propaganda arm of the U.S. government. He was also served as Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Army and Navy and was a personal director of the Bush Quail 92 campaign. And then it goes on and on. Again, Ben Chertoff, cousins with the Homeland Security Director, savagely attacking myself, American Free Press, and others. Does it surprise you to have people like this attacking institutions like American Free Press and, of course, myself, Jim?
No, I'm quite used to it. However, any journalist, you mentioned earlier, I spent 20 happy years with the major newspapers of this country as establishment journalists before starting Chase Bilderberg. And you're a journalistic whore if you take money to pimp somebody's idea. The proper answer when the government says, our association organization says, would you write a column saying how wonderful this is or how bad that is, and we'll pay you money? The logical, the only professional ethical thing for him to do is say, no, I will not take money from you whatsoever, but I will write a column about how you tried to bribe me to advocate your views. When you do that, you lose all credibility.
And now it's just rampant. I mean, it's been going on for a long time, but now they're just coming out with it and saying, hey, it's no big deal. This is good.
Oh, they try to rationalize it like this guy says, I'm not a journalist. I'm a columnist. I forgot which one that was. But
Armstrong Williams.
Yeah, Armstrong Williams. One of the other girls said, I really should have mentioned it. I wish I had mentioned it. Well, she shouldn't do it at all. If you write anything, as I said, write about the attempt to bribe you, not accept the bribe and pimp for their product.
Well, it's a lot bigger than what the people know. And Jim Tucker, here in closing, I want to get you on as soon as you get back from Bilderberg this year. You've always been so kind and gracious to do that in your decades of fighting these people. But in closing, do you think the New World Order is going to win? Or do you think people are starting to wake up?
No, I think when middle America finally wakes up, they're going to find it so repelling. And we see good trends already. Just recently, surely they've got their knickers in a knot over the fact that the latest poll showed that France is, by a slight majority, does not favor ratifying the European Constitution.
The same thing with England.
Yes, in fact, that's why we wrote years ago that Bilderberg was determined to oust Lady Thatcher. Well, she's Prime Minister Thatcher then, as head of state, because she resisted the euro and resisted surrendering sovereignty to the European Union. And so they replaced her with a trapeze artist named John Major from her own party. And so I think I mentioned on your last show, I had the pleasure of speaking briefly with Lady Thatcher at a reception in Washington, and I asked her about it, and she said, and this is a very close paraphrase, what she said, that she said, being denounced by Bilderberg, she considered to be a tribute, and spoke harshly about any head of state who surrender one bit of national sovereignty to an international body.
All right. Well, Jim Tucker, again, thank you for all the time, and Godspeed, my friend.
Thank you, and I'll see you when we get back.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Jim Tucker, a good old-fashioned muckraker, a real journalist, spent the last hour with us. All right, wide open phones in the third hour, a ton of news. We can talk about the Schiavo case. We can talk about the earthquakes. We can talk about all these new gun bills. We can talk about Kofi Annan being cleared by his own agency. We'll talk about it all in the third hour. And my new film, Martial Law, is now on DVD. Hello, folks.